This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
Hey, it's your boy Trey.
Today we have a special guest.
Steven.
Buddy Steven.
I guess he's one of our long-term listeners, first-time callers, right?
Right, right.
We let him in. We let him in even though he's wearing the LSU shirt.
I've come to the dark side.
See, it turns out, people, if you actually want to be on the show, you can. You know, you could be a listener and be like, hey, I want to get on there. And
show for the people.
We'll let you in.
Right.
You know?
All the time. Just reach out, man.
But I appreciate everybody for tuning in with us today. We are going to do take it back a little bit to the old school of where we used to be before all of this politics came into the...
That's right,
freaking
man.
Dustin.
That's right, man. Whatever. It's been the longest time, man. Let's
probably
go back to what we do. We can talk about this.
I mean, there's so many conspiracies in government, though.
There
it's
is.
Just kind of... It's hard not to talk about.
All of them come from government for the most part.
Well, yeah. But, I mean... Just specifically talking about government, especially from, like, I don't know, October, November of last year up until now. I mean, it's still going on. It's just crazy. But we wanted to do something we haven't talked about yet, but yet is very intriguing.
Yep.
So we're going to go with the Bermuda Triangle.
Yep.
So
Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone. So we figured that... Elon wasn't even around for that, so we should be in good shape.
Elon,
yeah, we
Trey.
Can't blame Elon for this one.
Can't blame him, Trey.
For the Bermuda Triangle?
I can find a way.
Hey, well, one of the theories that some people think is the Bermuda Triangle is like the gates of hell. So, according to you, Elon's evil, and Oh, I am just saying.
That might be where he came from. He
well, not just you. I have said the Tesla logo does look like a Baphomet head.
Well, just so everybody's aware, if this actually works, we'll be posting video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So bear with me as I actually try to figure out how to make all this work and, you know, enjoy the video switching and whatever else.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
What but I guess, Dustin, you were kind of talking about this a lot and we're thinking about this episode wholeheartedly, so I'll let you take it away from here.
Man, I've like Steven said before we even started the episode, he's been watching videos and stuff on this since he was a kid. So have I. Like, I've always been interested in the Bermuda Triangle and the disappearance of all the ships and the disappearance of what's that lady, the pilot,
Amelia Earhart
and all that and everything, and just all the mysteries that surround this place. And I've always like, well, what is it? What is it? Like, it's amazing because none of the ships have ever been discovered that's been lost there. The planes that went lost there has never been found. That, I mean, I guess you could say a couple of them have claimed to be, but they have no proof of it or whatever. But, and then they even made movies based off of some of the stuff that happened from there. So, like one of the movies that was made in, like, the 80s, I think I was talking to you about this, right?
Yeah.
One of the movies that they made, they based it off an actual thing that happened where this lieutenant, they were flying in these military planes, and they're radioing back in saying, you know, how the air looks, the sky looks different. The sky looks different. Everything's weird. My compass is just freaking out. Like, the water's green. It's not even blue. Like, everything's strange. And then the radio, the messages just disappear, and they just vanish.
Oh, wow.
And the real story is they disappear. I guess I think in the movie, I don't know. I haven't watched the movie, but you watched it. In the movie, did they recover them? Did they come back? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's an old movie. Yeah. 1980. It's called The Final Countdown.
Yeah.
You seen that, Trey? Oh,
countdown. No, and you're the movie buff.
It's a good movie, though. Shocked. It's about the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier being out by Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
They're out on a training exercise and notice this weird storm. Basically, they travel to 1941 Pearl Harbor the day before, and they're given the opportunity to stop it. And they do lots of reconnaissance stuff, but it's, I guess, based on the
loosely on the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah.
Through this storm.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Time travel, basically.
Which is weird because in the movie they're talking about there's lightning in the sky and all this. And one of the things that the real lieutenant said is the sky is lit up with lightning. Yeah. And it's weird.
All the electronics go haywire, magnitudes.
Which, think about it, with Amelia Earhart, when she got lost through there, she tried radioing back, telling them, hey, I'm lost. You know, I don't know where I'm at.
Right.
She tried radioing them several times. And it's just funny because the same stuff seems to happen every single time. But me personally, I mean, I can get into what I think it is later, but obviously it's something. So
what do you think, Trey? You have any?
Well, I'm a historic historic person on this. So I'm looking at it. I'm doing some research as my nose continues to try to run.
I can't hear you hardly.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
My nose is sinusing up right now. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got for Dustin, right?
Nasal drip. Go ahead.
A little bit. So we do, and here's the interesting thing about this. It hasn't happened recently. And we was talking offline, and Steven said, hey, I think planes fly through there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, actually. So it's not like there's no fly zone.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people that go through there, which is interesting.
They said if you fly from Miami to Puerto Rico, or any of us from Puerto Rico, then you're going to fly through it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not, I don't know what was happening in this particular time frame when you did have the USS Cyclops disappeared, Flight 19 disappeared, and they do, I think that's where some of those movies are coming from that Flight 19. And then you have people, and so here's the interesting thing. Like for instance, the USS Cyclops that was lost had like 100-something people on it.
Oh, wow.
So it's not, and then, so it, either it had to sink, which they should have found, but they can't, like, to Destin's point, you can't find any of it. And I wonder, and at some point in time, was it a portal opening up and that this stuff gets caught through it? Same thing with Sidonia, same thing with, we hear about other places where the Earth is kind of doing this weird dimension thing, and people and things or aliens or whatever it may be are coming in and out, and they just get caught up in the mix. So we're thinking about it. Elliot just comes out that portal. It's still kind of open. They don't see it because it's moving lightning fast. And they go through it.
So one of the interesting facts that I found that actually goes with what you're saying, too, and this is from Britannica. It says, despite its reputation, the Bermuda Triangle does not have a high incidence of disappearances. No. Disappearances do not occur with greater frequency in the triangle than in any other comparable region of the Atlantic Ocean.
So is it
just... But the difference is everything that goes disappearing from there, people try to radio in and it messes with the radio frequencies, and they never recover anything that goes missing there. Yet can you recover the Titanic. I mean,
can you really count the claim to fame that the Bermuda Triangle has high in our lives as real if it's only three incidents?
No, there's more. Because it says on here.
But they said it's I'm reading something that said it's as equivalent as the Loch Ness Monster. Nothing happens really there.
This here says the most common estimate is between 50 ships and 20 planes.
And wait, what was the time frame? Do they have a time frame on it?
No.
Why is it not happening now?
Well, it says reports unexplained occurrences in the region date back to the mid-19th century, but it wasn't given the name Bermuda Triangle until 1964. That's a fact, though.
I mean, make that up. They can give it a name, but, you know.
Well, if you think that it could be a portal, do you think it's movable? So maybe something hasn't happened there in so long because it's possible that the portal may have moved?
Absolutely.
Because you heard there's like a missing plane in Alaska right now, right?
No. What's that?
I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. There's
like a commercial plane?
I don't think it's commercial. I think there's 10 or 20 people on it. I can't remember. I just saw it the other yesterday or today. Have you heard about it?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
No.
Okay.
And it disappeared?
Yeah, straight up disappeared.
You know, I wonder.
But I'm just wondering if it's possible this thing's moved, because wasn't there like a Malaysia flight too that disappeared, supposedly?
It wouldn't be the first time.
They found it in the Indian Ocean. Pieces of it. And I said this, I'm doing this because, like, that's what they tell us. The Indian Ocean is trash anyway, so... It is. You got to see the picture.
I don't know anything about the Indian Ocean.
Google Indian Ocean cleanup, and you'll see all this trash just like floating. Oh, I don't know why.
Maybe it's the airplane.
Oh, jeez. I think, I don't know, man. First of all, don't tell me another plane is missing. I got flights to take this month.
You know, and think about it. Think about this.
Planes are not doing good.
We're talking about portals.
Yeah.
And I've already talked about the five holy doors and the five portals. What if it's connected to that? Because he said, there's a plane missing in Alaska right now, and if the portal in the Bermuda Triangle does move and it transitions, how often, let's look back, like how often, when was the last time something was reported missing in the Bermuda Triangle?
But that's what I'm saying. I just wonder if it's actually a portal, has it moved or something that.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, so they say that they've likely found the wreckage now for the Alaska airplane. There was 10 on board.
I don't want to know about that. I'm deleting that from my memory. I don't want anything. No more plane crashes for me for this month.
I think that might be a little hard because I saw something the other day that said there's been like 60-something.
That got disproved.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Me and your algorithm about to say.
Yeah.
I freaked out.
I did too because I was just on a plane a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh my God.
It's been four. And well, you count that one's five, but it's been four.
Yeah. I've never been on a plane.
Well.
Never?
Nope. Never.
Oh.
Never been on a plane.
I don't know if in our generation that's a good thing.
I don't know.
Are you scared of planes?
No.
So you take a flight. You should take a flight to Puerto Rico. So that way you can go through the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, you give me the money.
That is true.
There you go.
It doesn't really cost that much.
I will say. Now that I did the ancestry thing, I want to go to Scotland.
I go to Scotland.
I
want to
go
you?
To Scotland, but it's.
But I'm not going to Scotland to find your ancestors.
No. I'm not going
to
be able to find.
God, you won't even be there for support.
I just want to go there to visit.
I'm going to the party, man.
I'm not going there to find anybody. I just want to go there to visit the land. It's funny too, because not to get off topic, I'm not trying to, but the stones that's there, the stone, I don't know what you call it, but that's there.
It's not Stonehenge.
It's older. It's older than Stonehenge. Okay. It predates Stonehenge. It's older than Stonehenge. Mm. I want to go there and see it. Check it out. But you got to do a connecting flight to get there.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
I think we may have a theory cooking here that may have some wind to it. All right. I think the portal does move because I remember hearing about this thing called the Dragon Triangle. Similar stories about this little area in off the coast of Japan in between that little Philippines area somewhere around there, and they have the same incidents happening where they had ships and stuff, just planes just go missing in there. So I think if the world does have this weird some type of equinox where the portal moves with the seasons, maybe it moves with the Earth rotation, maybe it moves, I don't know. But I we do hear about people walking into stuff. Sedona has a whole thing about it, and D would not let me do it, which I'm so ticked off about it. You can take portal tours, and they take you to where the portals may be. And I'm not going to lie, when you go there, your phone button, when you go towards Sedona and you start trying to find the portals, your phone battery does drain faster, and you do lose service. Like, you'll have 5 bars and go to none, like zero.
Really?
In these stretches. Mm. I kid you not. And one thing I said, why does our phone die so fast? And the lady said, that just happens out here because of the portals. And she said it to me as calm as that, like, oh, we're used to it. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Sedona, like
Arizona?
Yeah, Sedona. There's portals out there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They've even been documented on like on some of the shows that come on.
You never heard about the Sedona portals?
I don't think so.
It's a funny one. A guy is farmer. He has livestock and stuff, and he's out there in his farm by itself, and his livestock keeps coming up missing. So he thinks it's another farmer stealing his stuff. So he tells the police. And he said, this is happening to me. We need to go get my stuff. The guy's like, of course his neighbor's like, how you, that's a very offensive thing. But he's like, at this point, where are my cows going, right? And long story short, he gets to a point where he gets fed up, him and his wife. And he says, I'm just going to stand outside. And he says he sees the portal open up and these alien-like beings come and they're ushering the cows into the portal. And so he tries to defend his land and they take him into the portal. He experiences all this stuff and comes out. His wife says everything in the house went out when he went in, like, and he was missing for a little minute. But when they find him, he's like, when they drop him back off, he's like butt naked on top of this mountain. So you, oh, wow. And while there's no scratches, no nothing. So they were trying to figure out, were your clothes, when they found him. And then I may be messing the story up a little bit, but long story short, when they find him, they pretty much think he's crazy because he's telling them this is what happened. So I think these portals are real and they do happen.
Well, I know you bringing up aliens makes me think of another theory that some people have, is that the Bermuda Triangle is, it's a portal, but as you go down, it's like under the ocean, and it could be where aliens have a alien base or something. And I don't know. I don't know that I really believe that. Me personally, I think it's a time vortex. But
like what's that movie with Matthew McConaughey? And he's going, like, they send him to space, but he somehow breaks the dimension and comes back to Earth on a different time.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it is. I like the end made it for me when he's warning his daughter and pushing the books out. Oh, that's how you do it.
Nah. What do you think, though? What do you think the Bermuda Triangle is?
Portals or any of it?
A secondary name for it is the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah, that's
right.
People call it that. I don't know. I know a lot of the instances happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
I tried looking into recent stuff, and the last thing that I saw was 2017.
Really?
Oh, well, what was that?
But it was a ship that was sunk. He basically sailed through a hurricane.
Oh, okay, that don't count.
they put it on there, but, same things. They were having technical difficulties, yada, yada.
Yeah.
All the stories have the same, effects. The temper stuff is going out, magnetic issues, electrical storms, people seeing weird lights on the horizon. It could very, very well be a portal.
Right.
Or a vortex. Time travel? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are they going if they're going?
Right. Why don't never come back?
They don't come back.
Why does time travel always work one way? That's the part I hate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Endeavor is like, oh, yeah, I was in the, like, what if I disappeared right now? I came back like an older version of me. It's like, I was in the future. And trust me, y'all, it gets crazy.
Yeah. So what I think it is, as far as, I would associate it with time travel when I say time vortex, because.
Why are you saying that?
I think it's a portal. But what I think it is I personally, just when I imagine it, is what I see. Okay. I think it's a portal to a mirror image, kind of.
Yeah.
Of where of of your reality, and that you go into a different time, but it's mirroring what you see here. So like you can't get back.
So like the upside down and kind of Stranger Things.
Yeah, multiverse. Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. So that's why partially I think a lot of these people are right in what they think it is. It's a portal. Yeah, it's a time vortex. I do think it could be the devil's triangle because you're going into something that's like you're describing with the upside down. I think it's a scary place.
Really? Yeah. What if these people just in the 1800s or 1980s or whatever?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where they go.
I think they just had bad. They just didn't know what they were doing on the ship. I'm leaning towards that. The fact that planes are going through it, like, why? I need an incident.
Would you lean more toward natural occurrences that just not anything paranormal, but it's something that's natural that nobody can explain?
I think it could have been
a magnetic field.
Okay, I'll give you my imagination.
Like a magnetic field?
Because we know more about outer space than we do our own planet, it could have been it's some type of fish or some type of, maybe wave system that they just don't understand yet because we haven't studied the ocean enough because we can't. Then maybe it messes with ships and stuff. Some type of fish, some type of, I don't know, current.
Yeah, like a weird magnetic field up in the ocean.
Yeah, something like that may shift every now and then. And that just throws off the ships and they're not experienced enough to kind of get out of it. So they crash into something.
So according to Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh. There you go, man. Like the real one?
Old school
stuff. Like the real one?
They say that over 100 ships and planes have disappeared in the region since the 1900s. I mean,
not a lot, though.
You know, I don't know.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
That's not a lot. Is that what you said?
Since the 1900s?
It's like one a year.
Up until 19, what? To 1900? What, like, what? To what?
1900s. That was just 25 years ago, Trey.
I mean, you were
born in the 1900s.
But I need dates.
Just wait till
I'm thinking
just
early.
Just wait till Annalika starts saying that, because that's what my kids say to me. They said, "Oh, Dad, you were born in the 1900s.
How old I am? Okay, but I'm thinking like early. Like, I'm not thinking any time that's modern time.
Jeremy, when you say 1900s, we think early 1900s.
I'm talking about they still using sail ships and I'm not thinking when they have devices.
Yeah. Well, I'm
like
just saying.
Like that movie 1981, it was no ships going missing in 1981. Unless there was. I could be wrong.
Sure there were.
All right, let me Google.
I'm sure there were.
And
The specific year 81, I don't know, but.
But you think in the later
in the
parts,
80s, yeah.
All right, let me see. Missing ships. And specifically, do y'all want me to look up any missing ships on this planet or just specifically the Bermuda Triangle?
Just the Bermuda Triangle. That's what we're talking about. The Bermuda Triangle.
But keep in mind, we also think that the portal could move, possibly.
So while he's looking that up, Dustin, you were saying that you have a feeling that this could have something to do with time travel or something, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah, because I associate that with another dimension and another portal. If you're jumping other dimensions and other portals, then it's technically time travel. I mean, you don't know what year you're transporting to or where you're going. You don't know what year it is there.
Would they be taking their ship with them or their airplane or whatever is missing?
I have no idea, bro. I don't know. I've never time.
Because, I mean, there is that of the missing utility there, unless it's just literally going down to the bottom of the ocean or something.
Yeah, that's true. So, maybe they did. Like I said, I think it's like a mirror image of the reality that you're in, but you're in a different time. You're in a completely different world, a different everything. So, if they went through it in a ship, you can't recover the people, you can't recover the ship, then, maybe they went to another ocean in another dimension.
Yeah.
And they're completely, they don't know where they are. Now they're living over there, wherever they are. In Jaratopia.
They would only be so lucky,
I know,
to be in Jaratopia.
And really don't want to go to Dustopia.
No, definitely not.
I feel so bad.
No one wants to die immediately.
They arrive. Hey,
man. All right, so what do you got, Trey? I saw the look on your face.
I hate to take the sale, you know, the wind out of your sails, but I'm that guy. All right?
I know.
Here we go. Now, when I give you these numbers, it's going to be even worse than what we thought it was. All right? You said 100 ships. I just double-checked two sources, and here it is. The most ships that have gone missing is 50, 20 planes. Now, granted, that does sound like a lot.
For one area, yeah.
But it seems like the height of this was in the 1974. No, that's the movie that came out, yeah. The height of it was like in the 1945, 1950s. That's like the last time we see an incident in 1945. Which could have been, watch this. Ooh, I can't talk about the E person, but I can talk about this person. I might not like it, but this guy was into a lot of different stuff. Could have been because Hitler was messing with some portals himself.
Who?
Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he was building time machines. He was trying to do, y'all do realize that, like, he was doing some real advanced stuff that was really weird for him to be doing and not having the technology.
Nikola
to do
Tesla
it.
Also tried to invent a time machine.
Yeah.
And supposedly he did.
So that begs the question. What if people are messing with portals? There you go.
We know they are.
I know. I just gave you one.
Yeah.
But they don't open where you think they will open it.
That's true.
So I think that might have been happening.
The Pope did. He opened up portals. We don't know where they're opened up at.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, like.
He could have opened up the Bermuda Triangle.
Could have.
Maybe that's why the plane went missing in Alaska.
I've already thrown it out there. Think. They do this every 26 years. Who's to say that during those 1 year, whenever they opened it up, that was one of the years that the Bermuda Triangle swallowed somebody up.
I'm gonna be honest with you, because you're my boy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you something. You know, you pick on the wrong people.
BlackRock,
the government. Now you're adding a Pope, and he's very powerful.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
All right. That's Dustin speaking, not Trey.
Pope with his pointy hat.
Oh my God, Jesus, no. No.
The Pope Mobile.
The Pope Mobile. Yeah.
All right. So I'll read this to
Steven's
you.
Not afraid. He's on board with me.
Come at me.
Call him out.
Oh, come at
me. Call him out.
Watch this. When it's just us two in here.
Hey.
Steven's the one that told me about the Holy Circle.
The doors?
He's the one that said, he brought it up to me. I didn't know that they believe in a Holy Circle. He told me that, yeah, they also believe in a Holy Circle. I was like, holy snot. Holy crap. Think about it.
Okay, Steven.
Think about it.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, you saw where I sent you the places connected, right?
Yeah.
What did it connect to?
It made the star.
There you go. Yeah. It made a star. If you just put the circle around it.
Hey, you ever seen the movie 23 with Jim Carrey?
Oh, with Jim Carrey? Yeah.
Yeah. You can make anything.
I got thinking about it earlier, though.
Hey, that's like the thing you sent me the other day. Hey. What did you send me that was, it was something about, they connecting all these dots or whatever, and I'm like, this crap is far-fetched, man. Come on, bro.
Well, thinking about it this way too, if they do this every 26 years, you do that, if they've done it three times, you got 666 there.
Oh, jeez.
246.
You're doing it.
Yep. 246.
You're doing the 23.
You're doing it. Yeah.
No, I'm making 666. I'm making 666.
That's the point of 23.
When you start writing on the walls.
Yeah. Y'all come laughing at me whenever.
I won't laugh at you, but I'll say, I would whisper to Jared, be like, he lost it.
Hey, that's fine with me.
Hey, your genius won't be appreciated until you're far gone.
Exactly.
I told you, you were saying, it leans, I'm starting to get me to lean more towards you, but all right, so I'll give you all this incident real quick, and y'all tell me how you feel. There are only two incidents that stand out to everybody. One is in 1918 with the USS Cyclops. I thought it had 100. It had 306 people on board. The whole ship disappeared. They didn't find the ship or none of its crew members. And that's pretty crazy. I give it to you. That's kind of crazy. 300, nobody survived? Or you can't find none of the pieces of wreckage, okay? That's weird. And then, of course, Flight 19, and it took off from Fort Lauderdale, and they just don't know where it went. They can't find no wreckage of it as well. And they said
that's the five Navy planes.
Flight 19. Let me see. A group of tornado bombers. Yep. It's all five planes went missing, and they can't find none of no written. This is the crazy
thing
part.
Think about it.
They can't find none of the wreckage.
Did they go all at the same time, or was that?
I think they was flying together.
Oh, wow.
Right, the way it reads They probably do one of those flights together, and all five go missing.
Interesting.
Think about how strange it is. It's not. It's those five planes. It's 50 ships and 20 planes. You can't find any of them.
What if this is where aliens 70. Came from?
Well, who exactly has looked for them?
Well, I was wondering.
You know,
have they?
Well,
your guess is as good as mine.
NOAA. I mean, I think that's how you say it. Name of discovery is U.S. National Organic Atmospheric Administration. Probably getting the Doge.
It's funny. It's funny that they named it NOAA.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. You win.
There you go. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So what do y'all think about that? Is there something to it? Or this is what I'm saying. It's 1945. The one that would get me more so than 1918 could have been pirates that took the ship and dipped. The technology is not as good as we have now. But the 1945, when you have five planes just kind of just disappear, that is a little strange. That may give me the idea of something bigger if you can't find none of the black boxes, I'm assuming those planes have, at that point.
I don't know if they existed. Did they then? Hey,
when did black boxes become a thing?
I mean, what if, just throwing a what if out there, what if the Bermuda Triangle is just a place that has terrible weather, bigger waves, and because something hasn't happened in so long,
yep,
nice. That's because our technology has advanced enough to where our ships can go through this area without capsizing. Our planes can go through the turbulence without issue, and there never actually was anything except for in this one little section, there's like some sort of weird weather thing where the wind is strong, the waves are strong, all that, because I have heard that before, that it is like the waves are bigger over there. And
it's nicknamed Hurricane Alley.
Right. So, I mean, that's where all the hurricanes go through and everything else that, you know, is coming from the south. So it could possibly just be that the reason that there was almost like a stop to that is because we've exceeded enough in technology to where we can cut through there without issue.
I wonder, does anybody know if anybody's ever tried or has taken the same flight path Amelia Earhart took when she vanished?
I think some people have.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I've taken it.
I think that's definitely a possibility. Yeah. I could imagine at this point in time somebody's
taken
the same.
Where did she vanish?
I don't even remember.
I look it up. I had her up, but I didn't see where she vanished.
I don't remember where she vanished at either. But
it was in the Bermuda Triangle.
Get that. In the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah.
Going back to what Jeremy said.
Where every 26 years. 26, 6, 6, 6.
Oh, God.
No, she didn't. She didn't disappear in a Bermuda Triangle.
Was it a Pacific thing?
It was. Mm. I think it may have been the Dragon Triangle.
Mm.
Going back to what Jeremy said, I feel like it's more of a realistic thing to think of it as weather or oceanic issues. You know, flying through a hurricane is not ideal.
Yeah.
Sailing through a hurricane obviously isn't ideal. I'm sure you guys have watched YouTube videos of these tankers going out in the ocean, 50 to 100 foot waves just going up and down. That's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
To have a rogue wave roll over the bow of the ship. You're done for.
Yeah. And if
you can't take on that much water.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about a ship or a plane that is made in the 1930s, 40s,
yeah, you're not
whatever,
gonna have that.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to think of icing going through, you know, clouds.
Right.
Weighing planes down.
Yeah.
A lot of human error might come into it.
A lot of it.
Running out of fuel. That's one of the things about Flight 19 is they didn't know where they were. They ran out of fuel. One by one, they fell into the water.
Yeah.
Now, going back to people actually looking for these things, I'm sure there's private companies,
yeah.
You know, OceanGate, But yeah, I mean, it's not a national thing. Like, we're looking for these instances.
Yeah.
You know, what I would assume it's a waste of money at this point. It's probably somebody's dream to find these things, you know, to put an end to it. But who wants to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, how long has it been? How long did it sit, has it been since the last one? 2017, is that what you said?
Yeah, something like that.
And that could have just been a fluke, because I wonder what the one before that
and
one
And how
was.
Long did it take them to find the Titanic? I think that was like a late 70s, early 80s, I want to say.
Right, and that was after...
And look how long that was in the water for.
Yeah.
And I want to say the Caribbean is deeper than the North Atlantic.
Really?
I want to say I read that. Wow. So we're talking even further down.
Yeah.
You mean when he said the Titanic, they found the Olympic. We already know that, people.
Oh, that's another episode. That's true.
I was going to say it's not even the Titanic.
It's the Olympic.
Yeah.
It's sister ship. Nah,
yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, I just don't see enough incidences. I would like to believe, and I guess growing up, they did kind of scare us with the Bermuda Triangle thing. But if I did have to go on the conspiracy side of it, I would say it's portals that shift that potentially could have caught these planes if I want to go there. But if I want to go more scientific, truth-based, maybe, you know, not truth-based, but like scientific-based, I think, like, I'm going to go, they didn't have enough good technology to deal with, probably got caught up in a hurricane.
Weather phenomenon.
Yeah, weather mm-hmm. phenomenon, and couldn't get out of it. And, or, you know, it is a thing called flight dyslexia or mm-hmm. crazy. It's yep. when you yep. get in the sky, you can't see what you normally see. And they, I think those five pilots could have panicked, like you said, and went in a circle for like yep. a good 4 or 5 hours. And then, you know,
that could have happened to Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Well, they did say she crashed, landed somewhere in the Pacific.
I mean, she was in the first airplane ever.
Yeah.
So I imagine that thing probably wasn't very good. I mean, yeah. It was put together with, you know, duct tape and nails probably. So
yeah, one of my friends said that he had read a thing or something that they found a, like a woman's skull or a piece of a plane or something. They think it might have been her, and that the way she died was actually she had, I guess after she died or something, the crabs on that beach or wherever she was at ate her.
That's body. Right. That could happen.
But I don't know.
Yeah, she made it halfway. She almost was there.
But I think I kind of, yeah, I mean, after listening to everybody and all you guys, you know, and talking and discussing it, I kind of lean more toward, I guess, with what you had thrown out there first, it could be a portal that moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be a portal, I would say it's probably one that moves just because of the fact that there hasn't been anything in so long.
Yeah.
But now there's kind of weird things happening in other places where you're just, things are just disappearing.
Yeah.
To me, that just kind of, I don't know. It's, yeah. It's possible.
Unless the aliens haven't opened it up again.
That's but like I said, y'all didn't even respond to what I said earlier. What if everybody that's disappeared in this portal is actually where aliens came from?
From the ocean?
No, the people that disappeared. Oh, yeah. What if those are the people? What if those are the aliens?
Oh, those are the aliens going home?
Hey.
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 I didn't think about that.
Hey, just saying.
It could be right. It could be.
the secret city in the ocean.
It's another weird thing. Hey, they haven't discovered.
I really want you to have an alien experience, because this would be so fun to hear you.
I want you to have an alien.
No. I had a demon experience. I don't need to have an alien one. That's too much in a lifetime. I'm already dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
No. Already dead. Oh, how about this? We all go to where we think aliens may be, and maybe we all have one. When we go to, watch this, when you go to Oklahoma to check down Bigfoot, well, excuse me, when y'all go out to out.
No,
in
no,
Oklahoma,
no, no. You said y'all. It's we.
We.
Y'all.
We.
What?
It's a group effort, you're, man.
You're are you speaking French?
Us. The us.
Oh, okay. That sounds.
You're coming.
Oh, yeah, I did say I would go. I did.
Yeah, you did.
But I said I
remember.
I won't leave the area with
you
of
will.
Safety.
There's three of us and one of you.
Wait, he's going too?
Sure.
I'll go.
You are actually trying to check down Bigfoot with him in the woods?
Sure, why not?
And if he don't, I know somebody that will.
Well, we have enough people.
I'm just saying, if he don't go.
I need to stay with the car.
No. You're coming.
I have a drone. I have to fly the drone.
Nah.
Look, you're faster than me. You're in good shape.
Well, that doesn't mean much if I trip. And I just saw you twinkle toilet. You still got some stuff in you. I'm a little clumsy. I'm going to trip over the first branch and break my leg. Like, oh my God, took all my speed.
Look, when you're as big as me, you definitely learn how to twinkle toes so you don't hit the ground, because there's a lot more mass to hit the ground. So
I'm down for it. I just tell you, I got to have my guns by then. I'm working to get my guns in the spring. So
oh, yeah. You
I need to get some guns, too. Golly.
Armed.
behind.
Yeah. Definitely come armed. Don't go out there unarmed. That's not smart.
But what if they could? I gotta mess it up. But it could be portals there too. By the way,
in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, now I really want to go check out.
Sedonia,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Where in Sedonia is that?
Sedonia. Like, you just go there and you say, you try to find the people.
So you just pull over to gas station.
They have it.
Point me at the closest.
No, you'll say, I want to take a portal tour. That's, oh, yeah, they do it. And then.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, almost like the Jeep tour or something like that or whatever.
They have that too.
Yeah.
You know, out there in Nevada and stuff like that too, they believe in the skinwalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's the place I would love to go. Skinwalker Ranch.
So that's one of the things that they think come in and out of the portals a lot too, is skinwalkers.
I don't know if I want that.
That's what a lot of people think.
Skinwalker Ranch, maybe.
Are killing the livestock out there too, with the livestock that are drained of blood and everything.
Well, if the meat's available, I'll eat that.
Oh my gosh.
So
nobody wants used alien meat. you would eat used alien meat?
I thought we were talking about livestock here.
Yeah, they're draining the cows of blood.
Well, the
cows, and you eat the cow, did they drain the blood?
I mean, they already did half the work.
That is nasty.
I just need to bring a grill out there. Bring a green egg out there.
Oh, that is nasty. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But you never seen Skinwalker Ranch?
No, I haven't watched that.
It's on History Channel.
They've done a lot of documentaries on Skinwalker Ranch.
And bro, it's some weird. I'm not going to. A part of it, sometimes you're like, it feels staged. But then sometimes this one guy, he sold me, man. He was so scared. He's like, I quit. He walked off.
Well, that's what I've always said about.
What did he see? Because nobody does that. Not to be an actor and do that. Like, it seems so real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steven's known me for a long time. And that's one of the things that I've talked to him about when I've talked about Bigfoot and Sasquatch and stuff is, yeah, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people out there that they're just hallucinating or you know, they're schizophrenic or whatever. And they have a legitimate issue to where they believe they saw something.
Yeah.
But there's some of those people that really did see something. And you can hear the fear in their voice and how traumatized they are when remembering all this stuff and having to recount it. Like, they saw something.
So, okay.
And if Native Americans believed this way back in the day, it came from somewhere.
I'm going to give y'all a second because I want to show, because you said something. I'm going to give y'all a second. I'm gonna talk about it, but I want y'all to take out your phones and Google it. It is the most strangest phenomenon I've ever seen.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In America, Yellowstone Park, missing people. They talk about it. This one guy said him and his son were walking through Yellowstone Park or whatever. His son was like right behind him, 2-year-old, 3-year-old was right behind him. He heard him playing. He was fine. He's leading away. He turned around. His son's completely gone.
I've heard about this. Yeah.
And no, it's one of the most popular stories. Yeah. And the guy's like, he's freaking out because, you know, he don't know if a Kroger took him or, you know.
So these are people that just weren't taken to the train station, right?
No. Okay. Jesus Christ, Jeremy. That's so many insinuations with that joke. But no, these people, most of the people are just straight up missing. I mean, all colors, creeds, doesn't matter, age, they have not, you go to Yellowstone Park and they just turn up missing.
I mean, it's almost like Lake Lanier, right?
No, Lake Lanier is old, it's blood, it's a blood lake.
What does that mean?
People die there because they're owed to die there.
Oh, okay.
Like sacrificed almost. You didn't hear about the theory?
Well, yeah, about it being, you know, they flooded the town and all that.
That's what's called a butt. Like, those people are just being sacrificed for the retaliation of the ghost that's in the lake.
I don't know if maybe the Bermuda Triangle portal moved to Lake Lanier at some point.
They find the bodies, Jeremy.
Sometimes. There's been some that have not been found.
How is that any different than what I was saying about the plane crashes on our last episode? And I said that could have been a mass sacrifice. They sacrificed those.
Well, first of all, I told y'all last episode, I hope.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, oh. Gear.
I know. No. That's not happening, but I do believe it may happen. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so when you look at Yellowstone is not no government. People are legitimately, like, we can, all four of us can go on a hike and one of us go missing and never be found again. It has been happening, and they have.
Want to go on a hike?
Not in Yellowstone. I go around Stone Mountain all day, the base too, and I need.
So are you saying that you think it could be a Sasquatch or a Skinwalker taking
them? I think the way that people are saying it, and we're talking about portals, people are walking to like parts
walking
of the woods
into a portal,
and they don't know it. Yeah. It's the number is like over 1,000 people. That's more critical to me than the Bermuda Triangle, because it's still happening.
Right,
like people are still going missing. Like I think the last case I saw was like 2020 at the time I was doing research.
Well, do you think that Bigfoot could be in Yellowstone
and eating this many people? Y'all trying to say Bigfoot is capturing people? Okay,
there's more than one.
Or do you Bigfoot think it's like some sort of criminal mind situation?
That would be a species. I love a good serial killer. That would be awesome to
find. Ever see that show? I think it was called Big Sky or something like that.
Yeah, Big Sky. Yeah. I watched that Montana. And two girls have to find it. Yeah.
You hear me?
I don't think.
Well, that was where the people that you went to go stay at their little campgrounds or whatever. There was some guy in the woods that was just killing people or whatever. Yeah.
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 What'd you say?
Bigfoot's a species. It's a species.
Of I'm not saying the only Bigfoot.
I just wanted to clarify.
I'm just saying Bigfoot in general.
Bigfoot.
Stand down, buddy. Stand down. We're in good shape.
They are in Yellowstone. They are in Washington. They are in Oklahoma.
Don't treat me like my kids treat me on try to catch me on some technicality, okay?
Well, y'all just told me there was different colors. My mind is still blown by
they are.
Don't disrespect the Sasquatch.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Right. That's right.
But in this
there's brown ones. There's black ones.
Yellow.
Hey, don't forget about the ginger ones.
There's red ones. There's blonde ones.
But so are the white ones called snowmen? Abominable snowman?
Those are the rare ones. The white ones are more
sure those aren't albinos.
They're rare.
And that's why they got to go to the winter.
They got their dreadlocks and everything.
Right. Yeah. Right, man.
All right. So let me finish the story real quick.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about portals and your beloved Sasquatches. So the guy, they can't find a kid. He, of course, puts out the ABB. Everybody's looking for him. They can't find him whatsoever. They're looking for this kid, for like 3 days. And then they finally find him on top of this mountain peak. And it's like a real mountain peak. It's like, I call them baby mountains, where like they just kind of there. And he's sitting there and he's just like it's like, look like he's just stunned.
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
He's not scratched. He has no blood. Mm. He just looks like he needs food. Everybody have to drop somebody on top of the mountain. It's like, it's no way this 3-year-old climbed this mountain by himself.
You can tell he went through it, though.
Yeah, you can. They said, it's no way. It's impossible. Like, all the hikers, it was like, it's no way he got up here by himself. So they only leave, and then it wasn't an animal that brought him up there, because he had no scratches. He didn't have no, like, teeth marks or blood or anything on him. So the only two things they could think of is, well, it couldn't have been a person, because a person probably would have killed you. And then why hike a kid up here just to leave him? So the only thing they could think of, which made me kind of believe this story, is he walked through some kind of portal playing around, or the portal opened up right behind his dad. He went into it and kind of went somewhere, and they put him there. And you can read any Yellowstone missing persons. It is crazy to read. It would creep you out.
When did this happen?
That one happened, like, I think in the 80s. Let me Google it real quick. It's been since like it was at a time I'm like, oh, this is not. He was in 1950s. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was like after that, I think. Let me double check real quick, though. But the other cases, the people just don't turn up.
I know there's a lot of national park missing people.
Like super experienced hikers.
I don't think that's weird,
super
though.
Super experienced hikers, and they just go missing.
I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, literally in the middle of nowhere. It's anything could be out there. A killer, a portal, a...
You're right.
What is the proper term? I don't want to say Bigfoot again. My God.
Sasquatch. You can call whatever you want to, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, until I get caught on a technicality again. But there's so many different things it could be. So if this Bermuda Triangle portal moves, can it go on land? Is this can it go from a water
At
to a land?
Point, I would say
portal.
Portals can move, I guess. But I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't think this is this one I was thinking about, but this one says 2016. So that's pretty crazy. And then they just said, I'm Googling, the last missing person so far that I see was a 22-year-old seasonal worker at Yellowstone National Park. So a person who works there.
Somebody that works there. Okay.
Yep. And was hiking September the 17th, 2024, never to be seen again.
Hmm. Hopefully it wasn't somebody trying
and
to
it,
cut the workforce.
The news.
Of course they're not going to report
this.
Never makes the news.
Because nobody will want to go there.
Doesn't like Washington have a ton every year? Washington State
Park?
Yeah, Washington State.
I like see.
National parks in Washington State.
But like I said, whenever you have a bunch of open land like that and everything, you're going to end up with missing people.
Jeremy.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is you have these people that are very experienced hikers, like very experienced. It's been doing it for long ass time. And somebody that you would not think would get lost in them on hiking. There's no explanation for it. They're just never found. Nothing's ever found.
So you keep saying that this land is vast, and you're expecting people to go missing?
Yeah.
In this volume. Like 5 or 6 a year, I was like, that happens. But it's not 5 or 6. It's like 50. You don't think that's weird?
I mean, yeah, it's weird, but it's possible still. I mean, if you think about how big it is and how often do you ever go on a walk or a hike and you stay on the trail?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
All the time. I'm black. Do you think we go off the trail? If I go hiking with y'all like, we're going off trail. I was like, I would definitely see y'all when y'all come back on trail. I at that point, I'm turning around, and I'm like, I've been wanting them to leave for a long time. I go back to the car. I'm not going off trail.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people that do. It's probably a white person thing. You know, they're always the first ones to go
towards
the trouble.
Why do you go off the trail for?
Because why not?
Oh, look at that bird.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to search for a bird. Maybe
I heard something. What was that noise?
Let me run towards the danger. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna go investigate.
Definitely.
This is all how scary movie starts. I'm not for it.
I mean, like I said, you've seen the Kings of Comedy when I think it was Cedric the Entertainer. He's talking about how white people always run towards the danger. He's like, black people run away.
Right, right. Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to know why you never heard a bunch of black people dying at one time? He's like, because we run.
Right. So you think that these people are in Yellowstone and all these people going off trail?
I'm saying it's possible. It's possible.
That is a weird high possibility that's doing it. Can it? Sure.
How many people go hiking though? Okay, are we saying maybe 100,000 people a year? And you talk about 50 of them going missing. I mean, that's a lower probability than wrecking your car, right?
Honestly, yeah.
100,000 people driving a car. I bet more than 50 wreck in a year.
Yeah.
So 50 people going missing in this giant area.
Okay. This is not correct. Okay, Jeremy.
You tell me 100 people go hiking a year and 50 go missing. I'm like, holy smokes. There's definitely a situation.
If you're talking in general, yeah, I would say maybe. But I'm talking about at this one particular park.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, too. I'm sure.
I'm talking in this one specific park, too.
From 2007 to 2023, 74 deaths have been occurred. They can't even predict how many people have went missing.
Okay, how many people go a year, though? Do you have that stat?
Like, go to the park or to hike the park?
Go to hike the park. Do they have that statted out? Because you're not making my, you are making my point more valid as you talk.
I mean, not really, because that's still a lot. If they start saying this, oh, people are going missing.
This is coming from the guy who said 6 or 7 people on an airplane dying doesn't matter. Or whatever it was. Like, oh, that's a minivan.
First of all, make sure I say this again. I did not say they did not matter. Those families and loved ones matter. They have lives. They have people who love them. They matter. All I'm saying, in comparison to 64, they don't matter.
What
in
I'm
comparison
saying,
to 9/11, they don't
this
matter.
This is all happening at one or two people at a time, so it's not leading the news everywhere like you think it would, because to your point, it's only one or two people at a time, usually.
Okay, that's like, I think, what is it? Like, what's the stat about how many kids go missing a year or something? Some crazy high stat. Like, it's 8, like, I think it's 100,000 kids go missing a year or something crazy like that. Is that a lot?
I would say
in America.
In America, I'd say 100,000 kids is a lot, especially if you can account for a lot of those going to a pizza parlor. But,
oh, yeah, nice. Man. I'm telling you.
Well, moving on.
That's a whole nother show.
Cap.
That we should tackle this year. That should be one of the shows we do.
Excuse me. In the United States, over 800,000 children go missing a year, with an estimated 500,000 go missing without being reported.
Wow.
So, is that a problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say so. The fact that you have 500,000 that go unreported. That's a little scary, honestly. That's a whole nother can of worms, but I'm looking for how many people go hiking at Yellowstone.
But I'm just saying.
Because I don't even want to get started down that road a million kids that aren't reported missing.
How many people go hiking in Yellowstone? I'm trying to tell you, they won't give you the numbers because they know that people, if we start saying that,
I honestly don't know if they count the people that go in the park.
Probably not.
They should.
That's, you know, there's not a revolving gate.
I mean, I would imagine it's not free parking. I haven't been.
That's true. That's true. Because so they're the place I went hiking up in North Georgia, it wasn't free parking.
I mean, all you need is a national park pass and you get in.
Right, but there's still going to be a count of that, right?
Yeah, I went hiking at Ravencliff up in North Georgia, and you had to pay to park there, and it's nowhere near as popular as Yellowstone.
Well, I said, you're not going to like this because they don't give you numbers, like I told you. They said over 200 hiking trails over a stretch of 1,000 miles. And I put how many people, and let me double check it, how many people go on these. Because like if you have all 1,000 miles, I don't know, man.
That's a lot of land to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the trails themselves are in the wild. So, you know, to stay on the trail is asinine when you say stay on the trail. You're still in the wild.
Yeah.
You know, if a bear's going to come get you, he's going to come get you.
True.
But you'll we'll find them then. We'll find the remains.
But if a bear comes and gets you, there's going to be a blood trail and they'll find the carcass.
Well, yeah, but how long does it take for somebody else to get to that exact spot to say, here's a blood trail?
Especially when you got 1,000 miles. That's insanity.
And holy smokes. The weather, you know.
Why do you look at me like 1,000 miles is
4.5 million recreational visits. They don't tell you anything.
Well, 4.5 million. Okay, let's back it down to a million. You're talking about 50 people out of a million.
No. See, that's not how many people go on the hiking trails. Those are people who go to see the geyser or go to...
Right.
They not all of them going hiking. They won't tell you, which I think they know. Because when you... I think you have to have a point of entry, right? I'll give you one. I'm going to leg up on you. I got you, Jeremy, right here. If you ever go to Grand Canyon again, you've been, right?
Yes.
You go again. Go to the gift shop. They have a book in there that says how many people have died at the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
How do they track that? But Yellowstone can't tell me how many hikers go there.
Well, I mean, there's no woods at the Grand Canyon. There's no bears.
What do you think? It is woods.
I mean, barely. You can literally look at it. It's just rock and sand.
It's in four states. It's in four states. Utah was Arizona. What's the other state is in?
He's got you on that one.
No, because like if you can tell me how many people have died in this basin. Well, remember, you have to see how big the Grand Canyon is. It is hella massive.
The
old lady told me, she said, we can't get to everybody. Because they hike in, here we go. Your white people thing, hiking in places they're not supposed to be.
Are you telling me you've never climbed the fence at Stone Mountain?
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's a Stone Mountain.
Can't say that I have.
No.
No, why would I do that?
You have?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Oh. Jeremy, I am a rule follower. You understand what I'm saying? If he says don't go off the trail, it's the reason they don't want me to go off the trail. I don't even steal movies, bro.
I don't steal movies.
You know what stealing movies is?
What?
When you go to the theater, you pay for one, but then you kind of slide into
I don't do that.
You weren't a Napster kid.
Huh? No. No.
LimeWire kid.
No. Well, I had LimeWire, but
thief.
First of all, I had LimeWire. But I didn't understand the rules and ramifications of it. It was like, it's free music. I thought it was free. And then when I figured out what it was, I was like, oh, no, I don't like to steal music. I just want music that I can have readily accessible that I hear on the radio.
Oh, no, uh-huh. I stole the drummer from Metallica's stuff.
But that,
you watch out, they'll sue you. Jesus.
Say this.
But I say that to say, if this Grand Canyon, this is a large area of mass land as well, that can tell you how many people have at least died there. Yellowstone don't give you any information about any of that stuff. Matter of fact, they don't even have like a memorial for the lost. You know why? They don't want people to stop coming.
Well, I mean, that's fair that they don't want people to stop coming because it's the, you know, they have to keep their income going. I get that. But they have an idea of how many people have died. And like you said, they're not going to say, they don't want to advertise it. It's kind of weird that they would advertise it at Grand Canyon, I guess, but because it's still a national park per se. So I don't understand why they would advertise one, but not advertise another.
The book was like this thick too. I wanted to buy it too. It's a very depressing book, but
it is very impressive. I've never been there, but from the sound of it, it's very impressive.
Yeah, we got it.
Very impressive.
Oh, so it's Oklahoma.
Top of mine.
Let y'all look for the Sasquatch, Grand Canyon, and I'll allow y'all to walk in Yellowstone.
I'm curious on this. You have a ton of Sasquatch sightings in Georgia, Oklahoma.
A ton?
Yeah. Listen, shut up. Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio, Northern California, Washington State.
I just want to say of the one Bigfoot. Just the one.
The one Bigfoot.
Just one.
You see, you have all these sightings.
This dude is hiking.
You have all
these Yellowstone. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
His strides are phenomenal, so he can get where he's going pretty quick.
All these sightings. I'm curious to know how many people go missing hiking in all these places now that we're talking about that.
That maybe that 500,000 kids are going. Saying,
hey, it's interesting.
You never know.
Something to look into. Oh, but wait. The Bermuda Triangle, it's a portal. That's what I think.
Hold on, let me see something real quick to back you up. I'm going to back you up.
You're going
to
look.
How many people go missing? Just in general.
Missing,
right?
Hiking, okay, in each state.
Steven, have you been to the Grand Canyon before?
I have.
Yeah. What did you think of it? Did you think it's easy to die there?
What kind of question is that?
I'm just saying, if you go off trail,
if that's the way you wanted to go, I mean, you could jump over.
Yeah, but I'm just Grand saying, like, Canyon? Let's just say if you're just walking, like, just sticking to their trail there, whatever, if you're walking around there.
I mean, I didn't do any trails.
The Grand Canyon?
We went to one of the gorges, but I mean, they had everything fenced off, but it's like he says, you know, follow the rules, you follow the rules.
Well, to me, it just feels like it's a lot harder to go missing there per se. I mean, yes, it's vast.
You're dying there.
It's super vast, but it's still super open.
I don't know if the Grand Canyon is one of the places to go hiking per se versus
I personally can't really hide behind trees at this point in my life for obvious reasons. But there are a lot of people that if they literally, you know, if you're in Yellowstone and you take, you know, 50 steps off trail, you're like, nobody can see you because of all the trees, right. all the brush, yeah. The greener, everything is in your way of being seen. Well, it's not like that at the Grand Canyon.
Well, see, you were on top side?
Yeah.
So I was on top side too. I'm like you. The old lady told me she had to be like 80 years old. She was like, she's like been working her whole life. She saw me reading a book, and she's like, I really don't see many people grab this book. I was like, yeah, I want to know how many people die here. And I'm weird. Sorry, people. And because that's the first thing I think about when I see, oh, man, it's so beautiful. How many people die here? And then long story short, she said that she's seen a lady, like, kill herself.
Oh, wow.
She said she was talking to the lady.
I've heard of people committing suicide.
She was talking to the lady.
Beautiful place to do it if you're going to do it.
It is. Yeah, but just it's a hard way down, dog.
Definitely a hard way down.
It's a long way down.
Oh, whoo. Yeah.
But I bet they could fly a drone in there and find the body.
Probably now, yeah.
Yeah.
If they can, if it's still, you know, together. But Utah Moab, that's where most people do the hiking. They put at the bottom, and they climb and go through it, which I still don't want to do. Sometimes they say, hey, you want to go with the canoe it? No, I'm not canoeing either.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Put a motorboat on that thing, you know?
I doubt they let you do that. I doubt. You go to some whitewater rafting or something, maybe. That's the best thing you get. But I don't want to do anything in extreme weather. Give me all the, like, if I can't stand up in it, I'm okay.
Let me take a helicopter ride. Let me take you got a golf cart tour or something?
I'll do that, too. I don't know about the helicopter. They in bad spirits with me, too.
Yeah, that's true.
What you find on hikers in every state?
So, they don't give it to you in every state, but they kind of give you, like, a general consensus, right? So, between 2018 and 2023, at least 1180 people went missing in the U.S. national parks. So 1180 people go missing that. Like, so they'll give you that number. I don't. I'm not trusting that.
Yeah, I think there's more than that.
I think they don't. They can't find them.
Yeah.
Now, you ever heard about the park in Japan? I think it's Japan. Yeah, Japan. The Death Park.
Death Park.
You heard about it? Isn't one of the scary movies that people actually? It's called Suicide Park, and then people actually go there to commit suicide.
That's insane.
And then they have these long strings that people, they tie to their body and they go in and do it. And they got signs that say, hey, if you're going through stuff, you know, please, you don't have to do it. But they find a lot of people there. And one guy is saying, I kind of saw it from a scary movie and did research and started watching documentaries about it.
Not the scary movie, but a scary movie?
No, not the scary movie.
Okay, I was just double checking.
I can't remember the name of the scary movie. I'll find it. But it's about this park. And pretty much they said at this point, there's so many spirits in the park.
Yeah.
They're like people go in there to hike, like just regularly hike. And they think they just get like, that's what the scary movie is about. Like this girl was in there hiking. I think it was, you might have seen it if you know about it. And pretty much she kind of gets the lucid, the kind of
in her head.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some strange stuff happening in natural parks. I think Yellowstone is a portal one. I think a lot of these people go missing. They're experienced hikers.
I think Washington State is too.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. That would be like at your job, not understanding the IT all of a sudden, like, oh, Jeremy, you know, just he doesn't no longer understand it. We'll say he's sick or something's wrong with you. like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you came in, it's like, I don't know how I put all this stuff together. I can't remember another. It's like, oh, Jeremy's losing it. If you tell me
I am losing it, just for the record.
Well, we all are, Jeremy. But But if you're telling me somebody who does something every day and they're good at it, like me getting lost on the trail makes sense. This person who worked at Yellowstone.
That's a little shocking.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You worked there.
You worked there. Absolutely.
Now, I know it's big, but I mean, you would know enough to kind of get back to at least somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like hikers know the rules of nature, which is moss on this side, North Star. That stuff I forget in panic mode. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to say for the record, I'm not losing it. I'm able to see it now. Is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
You know, you sound like you're losing it when you say
okay. Okay.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying. It's just like the dude from Independence Day when he was trying to warn him about the aliens. He was telling the truth, but he just didn't sound like he was.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as you know. I believe you, but the world doesn't.
I don't believe you do either.
Oh, my. I got your back. I got your back.
Steven believes me.
Absolutely.
Well, is there any final thoughts on Bermuda Triangle? Since
I think it's a portal. We ended up. That's what I think it is. I think it's a portal.
You think it's a portal? What do you got, Trey?
I'm torn between. I'm 50-50. I'm gonna take the fence here, and I'm gonna say it could be a portal that moves, but I wouldn't be too shocked if it's just natural phenomenons with weather.
All right. What about you, Steven? What you feeling over there?
I mean, unless I experience it myself, I'm gonna go with the whole realistic thing of weather.
Man, sounds exactly like what I always say.
Boy, word unless for I, word, almost.
It's like you listen to the podcast. No.
But if by chance we're going to go with the portal thing, is the Kraken in the Caribbean?
Oh,
wow.
I definitely believe in sea monsters just because.
Didn't even talk about the Kraken. Oh, yeah.
I thought about it. I just didn't bring it up. I just didn't even bring it up. It ain't even worth it. Ain't even worth it. But no, I definitely believe in sea monsters. So,
for real, seriously,
yeah.
See, like sea monsters for real, like Loch Ness, like the Kraken.
Okay. They say only like
the giant squid's been discovered.
1-3% of the ocean's ever
exactly.
been explored.
Exactly what I'm saying. And if you're going to discredit that, and for religious reasons or biblical reasons, that Leviathan's in the Bible, and Leviathan is described exactly as a dragon, in my opinion.
Do you think
it's dinosaur for sure?
Do you think the ocean is more explored than space?
Yeah, No, they can't.
Absolutely not.
They can't.
How can you explore space though?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
They have it.
You shoot stuff into it.
Why are you going to get me really? Set off again?
Yeah. Elon does it all the time.
Oh boy. Speaking of shooting stuff into space, I think Trey's head's about to pop off into space.
He's not doing anything.
What do you think of all the explorers saw though? Whenever they talk about their encounters and everything over like way back in Christopher Columbus days and Leif Erikson and all that.
I don't like to call them sea monsters. I think it's just fish that we don't understand or don't have to understanding of. Like I think at one point. Like from a biblical standpoint or a scientific standpoint, we have things like giants in history, right? All these dudes was like 9-10 feet tall because I think at one point this earth was as pure as it can get. The oxygen was good, which means we're growing, our fruits and vegetables are growing at a healthy rate. And I think the world was kind of just bigger. All right. I just think the world was just bigger. And I think that some of these monsters, as you would call them, are just unidentified mammal or fish that we just never seen before. I wouldn't call it a monster.
Interesting. Well, I think that I'm going to go with, as far as the Bermuda Triangle goes, I'm going to go with weather. And if it's not a weather phenomenon, then I'm going to go with, if I'm going to go with the super conspiracy side of things, I'm just going to go with the Devil's Triangle. So you just go there to die.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
that's his lie.
I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like there could be something to that. But I truly think it's probably weather. When you look at the statistics that you guys were reading off to me and what I've seen before about how many you had, you know, back in the day versus what you have in current day, and I'm talking like late 90s, 2000s, stuff like that, I think that our technology and planes and ships has come just tremendous in that time. I think there's even some 1980s ships that are probably pretty good, but I think once you hit kind of the mid-late 90s into the 2000s, I think there was a huge technology slash, I don't know if we just understood it better or we were able to build it better or what happened, but I think it's come a long way since then. I mean, even when you look at regular airplanes, it's a lot different now than it used to be.
Yeah.
So I think probably weather, and I think anything that's happened since then is probably just a coincidence. So
what?
I tell you, I would love for us to go to the Bermuda Triangle.
It would be boring.
I would do it. I don't care.
I think I've been through it a couple of times. I've been to the Caribbean so many times. I probably flew right through it and didn't know.
Yeah, you probably did.
Nobody knows. I'm pretty sure I have.
I would love for us to go on a ship straight through the heart of the Bermuda Triangle and do our podcast on it and then come back straight to the heart of the Bermuda Triangle.
You know anybody with a private jet?
I don't, but I'm
unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunate. If there's anybody
out there.
Maybe we
can get one of those kit planes.
If there's anybody out there.
You know, like the Amelia Earhart style.
The ones that fall apart.
If there's anybody out there that has a ship and
we're
you're
gonna do it.
Extremely experienced captain of the ship and you want to take us through the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, reach out.
I would rather do it on a plane than a ship.
No, I'd rather do it on a ship.
That sounds terrible.
How are you going to do the podcast on the plane?
Same way you do it on a ship, only a lot smoother.
Well, I'm a lot faster. If it's not a cruise ship, I'm not getting on it. And if it's not a Delta-type plane, I'm not getting on it. So, sorry. I'm not dying with you guys.
Why, though? You have nothing to worry about.
I have a whole life to live.
Here's what I'm saying. You don't have anything to worry about because it's just our technology now is so advanced that and it's just natural stuff. So
hey, talk to Jeremy. I don't want to die on this imaginary trip.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I just would rather it be a plane than a ship.
If there's anybody out there that has a private jet.
No, those are the ones that crashed all the time.
That is true. We just have to get more than 10 people on it.
I'm not booking a flight. I'm not going to pay Delta.
That's like that's the Delta is the 10 people, right? If we get 11, we should be in good shape. Can I fit this many people in a van?
I don't know.
No? Okay, we're in good shape.
I don't know. How about this? That'd be the show I radio in from my house.
All right, Trey, are you going to the Bermuda Triangle or are we going to find, what is it called, Bigfoots?
You could say a Bigfoot. If you want to use the word Bigfoot, just say a Bigfoot.
Big feet.
A Bigfoot.
So if I had to choose between the two?
Yeah, which one are we doing?
I do Bigfoot because my feet are on the ground. I can run. I'm not going.
You're not
going
to outrun.
Oklahoma, here we come, baby. All right.
You said I'm not going to outrun a what?
That's what we should do. We should pack all this crap up and go do this in the woods of Oklahoma.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
Why can't we just do it from a cabin?
I mean, I feel like it would be better in the woods.
AC.
Yeah.
We could go. We don't have to go to Oklahoma. We could go to Blue Ridge.
Oh my gosh, we could film. You want to do film, Trey? We could film our own Blair Witch, or call it the Blair Bigfoot Project. Oh. We could call the Blair Bigfoot Project down.
Until it starts happening for real, and then I'm not getting footage of us.
You're already sniffling, so you'd be perfect for that one shot. Where I'm so scared right now.
Not me dripping out your nose. Hey,
or you could be like those paranormals, like, oh, I think there's a warm sensation going down my leg.
Jerry,
you know?
Jerry, I'm gonna tell you something like this. This is what they would be saying. I would be saying this. I just doodled on myself. I am completely sorry.
No, you didn't doodle on yourself. That's the spirits that made you do it. The paranormal.
I can't say what I want to say. That's what it would be. Hey. And then I would be so mad at y'all because I'm terrified.
I know y'all are joking right now.
Who's
y'all
joking?
And y'all are halfway making fun of me.
Oh, I'm serious. Let's do it. Let's do it right from the woods.
But I'm really excited to go do it. Like I'm excited to do the show
from the woods. I think it'd be great.
We could go do the show from that cabin you know about in Oklahoma.
Steve can sub in for me on that one.
No, you're going.
For real?
Not Steve. What?
Steven.
Steven? Yeah, I guess
they call you Steve for short.
Me whatever.
I've never heard anybody call you Steve.
I'm sorry, then Steven.
Threw me off. Threw me off. It's always been a proper Steven.
Hey, you think you could get...
Most people go by Steve, so hey, Steven, sorry for the disrespect. Did not know.
You think you could get permission for us to do a show from that cabin?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, my God. I want to go do that.
Phyllis, if you're listening, you got to come with us, too, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would feel safer with Phyllis.
Yeah, Phyllis, yeah. Phyllis she
her
has
spirit
to
is right, so I can.
That's right. She's definitely on the right side.
Oh,
right.
Man.
So when she says get out of there, I'm like, ha ha.
Book it. We got to do a show from that cabin. We got to do a show from that cabin.
Cabin in the woods.
Oh, man.
The Blair Bigfoot Project.
He's messing
with my psyche. Okay.
He's going to pee.
Are you telling me the Blair Witch Project was real? You watched that and thought that was real?
Well, A, I don't know what is real. So, B, it could have been they experienced, they summed up. It could have been fake. It looks fake, no doubt. But nevertheless, could that have happened to people? Sure.
Hey, we should investigate to see if it was based off of something real.
Most stuff is.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you think The Exorcist was real?
The Exorcist. Which one? Are you talking about the
original
movie?
One?
I think it could be.
It was documented.
It's based off a real occurrence.
I mean, when you look at the fact, I mean, we've done that. That girl died. Yeah, I mean, we've done.
Yeah.
I saw Criminal Minds on that too, where they were, doing the exorcisms and people were dying and stuff like that. That's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, but why I think are you people so can calm
be.
With,
I think
with
people this? Can be possessed, absolutely. So,
but I'm saying, like, my whole theory of asking you that was, you don't think that we can potentially go out into Oklahoma and poke at something that we're not supposed to poke at, and we just start getting eliminated?
As long as there's a good experience behind it, I think that we're in good shape.
Here's the deal.
We got to do it for the experience.
If we go out to Oklahoma, listen, if we go out to Oklahoma and we hear a Bigfoot or we see a Bigfoot,
you won.
We're going to capture some footage.
Absolutely.
And we're going to post it on here.
If we're still alive to talk about it.
I thought he was going to say we're going to capture the Bigfoot.
No, I was really about
to be scared.
I think we should definitely do it live, though. We have to do it live. That way there's proof if we die.
So what happens?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, what? You definitely, if we were the ones that I, like, you would go down in history. What better thing than that? You go down in
not to die.
But if you went down in history dying for it, that sounds great.
You do realize people would
talk. You got life insurance. Do you be all right?
Like I said, I know you're kidding and you're half my, but Teddy Roosevelt.
How are we making fun of you? I'm literally on board.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I mean, making fun of the Blair Witch Project. Were you a part of the Blair Witch Project? Because I made fun of that.
I wasn't part of the Blair Witch
Project. Because I'm saying let's do it. I'm just saying.
I do believe in witchcraft, yes.
I mean, I believe that witchcraft is real. I'm not saying that. I think that movie was fake news.
When's the last time everybody saw this movie?
There it is. That's that movie, right?
College for me.
He's wiping his nose already.
Yeah, because my allergies are going crazy.
When was the last time you saw the movie?
Blair Witch Project? Blair Witch. Probably when I was like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I refuse to watch it again.
$3,000 budget, buddy.
Yeah, well, I watched it when I was a kid. I probably shouldn't have watched it,
and
but
story,
I did.
The story's good. It's just
$3,000 budget, and it grossed way more than that, like $28 million.
I bet you we could
hyped it up.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch?
We could do it for less.
The what?
The other movies about came after it, like Book of Shadows.
No.
And all
that.
I didn't know there were sequels. I tried to watch Book of Shadows.
I tried to watch Book of Shadows. It wasn't good either.
Yeah. Production is a hard thing, but when you're out in the woods, it's kind of hard to have good production value too. So
we're going to have good production when we go to the cabin in the woods.
I mean, maybe if we're out in the woods.
You
with
are locked
cameras
in on
it.
I am 100% locked in.
Yeah. Where's
y'all
cabin?
Y'all better
Oklahoma.
Not,
Oklahoma.
Y'all better not disappoint me and let me down on that.
What do you mean? You can go.
Well, we ended up with when I was talking to Phyllis about it, she was saying that they have this gathering of people. Remember, Trey, we were talking about
it. It's like a festival.
Yeah, it's like a festival in like September or October. So that's really the time to go. I can't remember exactly when it is, but that's the time to go. Because
what type of people?
The people who are like Bigfoot.
The people that live there, the people that come, like people come there for this because people that have experienced the Bigfoot, they...
A Bigfoot.
The people that have experienced it, they have like all these stories and stuff like that. So it sounds pretty interesting.
And Phyllis, if you ever get a chance to talk to Phyllis, she's one of the most sweetest, honest people.
I keep trying to
people.
Get her to come on here to do a Bigfoot episode with
and
us.
And she said, sure. From her, this cabin, you can hear them.
You can hear them.
Like yeah. She said, no joke.
You hear them howling.
And she said, they know what they sound like. It's not animals. And what they want to do, which I think this is where my line is drawn. If they want to leave the cabin, the safety of the cabin, to go investigate.
I'm going to go out there and yell.
See, there we go.
And try to get one to yell back.
And I just told them we could just buy a really hyper drone or sophisticated drone.
It won't work.
Send it over. It has, what you call
it
the thing?
It will not work. You will not pick one up on there. It will not work.
How do you know this?
I've studied it enough to know it doesn't work.
I take your expertise.
Look how many people have set up game trail cameras out in the woods to try and catch a picture of one. They don't get a good picture. They don't get a picture. They don't capture it on camera. They cannot capture it on camera.
I'm down to go if we stay in the cabin.
But you can capture it on infrared.
You can go, but we have to go out of the cabin. We have to go in the woods.
Eat. Hang out at the festival.
Gotta go to the woods.
He's like, I'll go out during the day.
I was told Bigfoot goes out during the day.
He does.
Sure does.
My friend said he saw one in the daytime.
I tell you what.
Yeah, you told me about that.
If there's anybody out there that stayed long enough to watch the end of this show and made it to the Bigfoot part, if you've had an encounter with a Bigfoot, please reach out and come
put that on the Facebook
page. And tell us your experience. Man, I'm on your side. I want to hear your experience. 100%.
Please put that on the Facebook page. You won't get blocked.
Not now.
Not now. We've been free.
Hey, go to our Facebook page. I put stuff on there all the time.
Yeah, share, like, subscribe, the whole nine.
Yeah, and Trey, he's still going to make our X page.
Well,
he's got a safe face, so he should definitely be making the X
page. Oh, that's right. Trey's supposed to be making our Instagram page.
I can do that.
Yeah, you were supposed to have already done that.
What's up, man? See, that's why I'm not. I take it back. I'm not making it anymore.
I'm not. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
Yeah, man. Remember, Bruce out there, right between the lines.
Yeah.
Have a good one.